WBOSS Bossman Radio. Historic Bruton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Well, here we go. Yeah, so I was telling you, you got to turn that old volume and get you every time.
I got it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. As you can see, we have a couple of special guest hosts here with us this morning. DJ had a previous engagement, couldn't make it, so we got two legends sitting here with us, and I mean legends. Chef Adam Anasco, world-renowned Chef Adam Anasco.
Good morning.
And the Blade, JT, Joey Turner. Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have y'all here. Let's see. Good morning, Chuck Pace, David Grasmick, Russell Clausell, John Commander, Hal Whitman, Ray Stewart, Deacon, good morning, Deacon. Hot Rod, Rodney Williamson in. Mike Jackson, Danny Moy, Judy Crane, James Carroll, Charmin O'Bannon, good morning. Denise Finley, Christy Monique, Kathy Tolan, good morning to you guys. Good morning, Cheyenne. Paul Crumpton, watching from the big pond, across the big pond over there. Steve Layton, good morning to you. Reggie Marshall, Wade Winstead. Wade Winstead said, two awesome guests.
Well, thank you.
There you go. There you go. That's right. Happy Friday. That's right, Paul. Happy Friday to everybody. And so we got a pretty good show lined up here. Well, let me say this. We don't ever have anything lined up, but we just kind of shoot from the hip. But I'm sure we can find plenty of things to talk about this morning with these two guys right here for sure. So first off, we see Adam from time to time. It's the first for JT, for the Blade being on the show. JT, what's going on in the world of the Blade right now?
Well, just trying to stay busy, but I'd like to kind of talk about this show for just a second for people like me that just watch this. And I try to put a thought together of why I turn this on every morning and why I want to see Ken James and DJ on my phone every morning. And it's, you know, y'all do such a good job of bringing memories back for people. Everything y'all talk about, everything and anything, and it relates to everybody. And I can remember stories that DJ brings up where I was right there, where you bring up that I was right there, and some that I wished I wasn't right there.
Yeah.
So,
well, what's funny about that is DJ and I have always talked about how, if we can't do anything but maybe 45 minutes or you know, an hour or whatever of help start people's day off on a positive note or what, you know, whatever kind of, just there's so many things in this crazy world we live in that we can focus on, but we can also focus on the good things, the good times, and things that we've all done and done together. And let's be honest, If somebody wanted to write a book or make a movie about Bruton, Alabama, it'd be a blockbuster.
Yeah, and it would include a lot of people. it would include a lot of people, yeah, and a lot of interactions. And a lot of times you were there at some, and sometimes you wished you was there because you heard the stories.
There's no doubt about that at all. And one thing, I can relate. I'm blind too. So, you know, we were just talking before we went on the air about having to relearn or use those glasses to get that golf game back where it needs to be. Is it coming back?
It's a long way from coming back. And, I have friends, and you know who my friends are that I play in a golf group with.
I do.
They say it has nothing to do with the glasses. It's just me. It's hard. I didn't know we was going to talk about glasses, but not wearing glasses for most of your life and having to learn how to do things with glasses is just a different world for me.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, the older I get, the more I can't see things up close. And I've had to, you know, get the, what do they call them, reading glasses. And I wear contacts. Let me tell you something. I take my contacts out, I couldn't walk from here to that door right there. Yeah. You know, I can tell you that, you know, having to do things and not being able to see, you don't realize how much you take that for granted until you realize how much you take it for granted. You know,
it has a lot to do with age.
It does. Oh, yes, it does.
Age is a big thing.
It does. It really does. Glasses.
You know, I can remember at one point I got sort of skinny and lost my golf swing because I didn't have my belly to swing around. It was sort of my swing plane. And
Justin Willett said hello.
Yeah, Jay Will right here says Joey Turner, 4.
Yeah, he Justin and I go way back. You know, he worked at the club when I was out there.
That's right.
Good friend of mine, good guy, and a great caddy. I wish I could have him around all the time.
Yeah, he. I tell you what, he is. He lives in the great state of Maine, and I'm going to tell you something. I'll chance a few hurricanes a year before I'll go up there and deal with what they deal with, or that snow and all that ice and. I, you know, don't get me wrong. It's beautiful country. I don't mean that.
You want to go see the leaves change. You don't want to see the snow.
That's right. Yes. That's right. When you pass by, a Walmart or whatever they cut your Big Lots, whatever you see up there, and over in the corner of the parking lot is like a 20-foot pile of snow, and it's not like white snow like you think about. I mean, it's black and you know, and it's nasty. I'm not into that, but. And of course, Manasco. Everybody knows Chef Manasco here. Brings us some great food in from time to time. Not nearly enough here lately, might I add.
Yeah, I thought that's why I was here, to eat some of this food.
You know, it was a crazy morning, and I didn't get a chance to go down to the camp and grab some stuff. But I'll more than make up for it, and we'll have to get together and have some dinner.
There you go. Good morning, Michael Bell, Jesse James, Carolyn Hart, Brian Bryant, Jeff Booker, Tiffany James Trotter.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Mary Chandler Nelson in. Of course, Jay Will, George Davis, Allison Terrell, Alicia Nelson, Julie Bush, Tracy Miller in this morning. And there's Lee Nager. Good morning, Lee. I'll tell you what, you know, it's Cheesecake of the Month Club. Talk to us about it.
It is. We just started the Cheesecake of the Month Club yesterday, and we've had a few orders. It's a different steps. So, you know, you can buy just each month for a certain price, or 3 months, get a newsletter and a specialty dessert added with it. Or 6 months, you get to throw in a birthday dessert as well. So we try to make it a little more affordable the longer you sign up, and we have a bunch of different flavors. Lemon raspberry Bailey's Irish cream. Since it's
good morning there, DJ. DJ tuning in with us, and I'm gonna tell you, I feel like y'all remember Spanky up on that stage on that Little Rascals episode where he's up there doing the Friends Roman and Countrymen, and all the Little Rascals in the audience spitting spitballs at him. I'm kind of like that with DJ right now. I know DJ's critiquing everything we're doing.
Well, DJ and I have a little different physiques. But I like donuts just as much as he does, and I think I can eat just as many donuts as he can. So,
well, I tell you, DJ,
and I'm gonna tell some stories on DJ why he's not here.
DJ knows the telephone number, so you know, if he feels compelled to have to chime in, he certainly can do that. Good morning, Willie Blue. Good morning, Book. Christina in this morning, and Trent Davison. So,
hello, Trent.
You know, Cheesecake of the Month. So starting out good.
It is. It's the first month.
DJ said his heart is full. He's been compared to the Little Rascals.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I got Frogger covered anyway.
There you go. You got that one covered.
But it's each month we're going to, the newsletter will have, being March, we're doing, I did a, corned beef and cabbage recipe and sort of the history of St. Patrick's Day and things like that. We're going to try to throw some cooking tips in there with it, and it'll improve as we go. Cheesecakes will always be delicious. It's the rest of it that's got to catch up. But we're excited. I think it's going to be a nice little project for myself and Stephanie. She's going to be making a lot of the pound cakes and things like that that y'all tried that to help go along with it. So, and good morning to my daughter Selena. She's over at DW Macmillan. She said she was going to tune in and and listen to us this morning. I hope you get to feeling better.
Yeah, we certainly well wishes to you, Selena, for sure. DJ said he loves the blade. Jay Will said it sounds like a donut contest to him, JT.
I can get in a donut eating contest.
Yeah, and
loser's going to be all right, right? Losers can't lose.
That's right. Trent Davidson said, how you doing, Blade? And it's a motley crew we have here this morning.
That's right.
So, good morning, Tammy Perry, Ricky Hart. So, you know, you mentioned talking about all kind of different things and what have you. And, you know, as we've started this thing and moved through it, it kind of just keeps evolving into something else and something else. You know, yesterday we kind of did the Throwback Thursday thing with the trivia questions at there at the end about who shot JR and, you know, all this kind of thing. I got to thinking about after watching some of those comments last night, Google is not your friend anymore when it comes to those types of questions, because all people have to do is just sit there with Google.
Right.
So I think, I'm thinking about, like, you know, you're talking about the old school. We could go back to like the G100 days. You remember G100, right? Or the old school TK,
WABB,
where we won't take the first call. It's going to be like the ninth caller, right? or the sixth caller. So that way everybody's got a sporting chance. Cause Google, I mean, let's be honest, you can Google something so fast. I mean, you can get the answer to it, you know? So,
I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I knew all the answers to those questions. I knew who the bartender was, Isaac.
That's great TV. How can you not know the answers to those questions? Chris Hall, good morning to you. They're watching from the Tosh over there. That's right. Good morning, Matt Ciccarello, watching from there ain't no telling where Matt is, but Matt's a friend of mine from Navarre. So Tara White in this morning as well. And the cool thing about that, though, is just kind of getting back to what you were talking about a while ago, JT, is that, you know, doing some of that type of stuff takes a lot of us back to those days, you know. And I don't care who you are, everybody enjoys that. I know I do, and I know that, how can you not enjoy thinking back to when you were in high school and hearing those radio stations talk about, you know, be the ninth caller and win some tickets to see, you know, whoever, you know, wherever.
Oh, yeah, in those days, well, for me, it started out with a rotary dial. You had to get the dial going,
and a telephone cord that was about 50 foot long. Because remember that back those phones hung on the wall.
That's right.
So you had to have a cord that you could like go all over the place with.
If you want a private conversation, you had to close the door and slide the cord under
the cord.
Under the door.
Matt Ciccarello is in L.A. this morning, listening to us. All right. Good morning to you in L.A. Good morning there, Booker. That's right. Good morning, Carol. Good to see you. There's Action Jackson in this morning. Nelly Rock. Good morning, Nelly Rock. Miss Peggy Hale's in this morning as well.
Hunter Horton's in.
Good to see you, Hunter. Missing out if we don't jump on that lemon raspberry swirl cheesecake.
It is one of my newer flavors, and it is suggested by a couple of different people. And
Are y'all hot? Because I'm gonna tell you, I'm getting warm.
Turn
that air conditioner on both of them like 65.
Well, we only have one shirt on. You have an undershirt.
Right. Well, I'm telling you right now. That's right. Ours was in the kitchen growing up, Whitney. That's right. Good morning, sister. Aunt B, Bentley in this morning. John Hart. Good morning, John.
First of the month for Cheyenne.
First of the month.
Busy at the bank.
That's right. There's Kathy Mack. Good morning, Kathy Mack, in this morning. And John Hart, his guy, the Blade.
Someone asked me where that name come from. Do you want to hear that story? Yeah,
that'd be a great thing to tell. Let's tell that story.
It has nothing to do with a knife, and I'm not. Nelly Rock will tell you that I'm not Benny the Blade. I don't carry a knife, but it's from playing golf. Several years ago, I was playing golf in Gulf Shores in college. Went down there every year. We went and played in a golf tournament down there, and it was tell you how times have changed. When you got the invitation in the mail, this tournament was so popular, you waited by the mailbox, you wrote the already had the check wrote out, put it in an envelope with the invitation, put a stamp on it, sent it right back. Because you weren't going to get in.
Otherwise, you weren't getting in.
You weren't getting in. And a big group from Rootin always went. Some older, I went with my father and Billy Towns and Joe Terrell, Bob Maxwell, several people from Rootin that I'm probably leaving out. Ricky Perry and I always went.
Sure. Jersey Rick. Back.
Yeah. New Jersey Rick. We call him OL.
OL.
And we went up, we were there, and we were playing a practice round, and we were, you know, we were probably playing for a little something, you know, Coca-Cola,
sure.
You know, something.
Yeah, a ball or two.
I was probably playing for a six-pack of Coke or something like that.
Right.
Well, Dr. Terrell was my partner. He's the one that gave me the name. We were playing on a par three. There was a tree that was 25, 30 yards right that's not even in play. And I hit a big old hook back then. That ball went and was going right of the tree. Like, it didn't have a chance, went around the tree, came back on the green, and everybody in the group just was laughing. It was so funny.
Sure.
And Dr. Terrell being my partner, and we were kind of down at the time.
Right. I was going to ask where you are at on the board.
We needed to win that hole.
Right.
And he says, if you make that putt, I'm going to tell him you hit it straight as a blade.
And that's where it comes from.
And obviously, somehow, putt went in, and by the time we made it to the clubhouse and we were sitting around the table, Dr. Terrell said he hit it straight as a blade, and there was no straight involved.
And ever since
it's been the blade. Stuck, and you know how nicknames go.
They do.
You didn't know it was going to stick, and
nope, and it does,
and it stuck, and now that's the way it is.
That's the man, the myth, the blade.
Yeah, I don't know if some people, when we go play golf places, know what my real name is.
You know, that's crazy. If you think about that, I mean, how many people really that you do know that you call them a name that you really don't know? If you think about it, every one of us can name people we know that we don't really know what their real first name is. We know what their last name is.
Yeah.
But we don't know what their first name is because we've always called them
by their last name.
Whatever their nickname is.
Well,
and we don't know what their, you know.
I'm going to put Steve Nelson on the spot for one of those. We called him Nelly. Keith Jackson used to say, Oh, Nelly.
You know, yep.
We call him Nelly. But he gave his own self that name, Rock.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
He thought it was a good nickname to have.
There's nothing wrong with that, is it? I mean,
sorry, Steve.
Well, I mean, listen. Is Nelly Rock not the guy that will also stack the deck in his favor when it's time to get a golf group together?
He's not the worst at stacking the deck. There are some that are the worst.
Well, Boo called out a couple of them who were kind of bad at it on Monday.
Well, you know,
I think one of them's initials are McGowan Miller.
Yeah. We show up to play golf, and our standard tee off time is 1 o'clock, and it's usually 1:30 because of all the arguing.
Sure,
but I wouldn't miss the arguing for the golf match.
Right.
That's the most fun.
Right. Well, good morning, Dirty. Bo Newton in this morning. Hunter Horton. Good morning to you, Sarah Devers. Donna Massel. Good morning, Donna. Jason Tiepo, Rhett Joyner. Good morning, Rhett. Nelly Rock said he did not. Molly Ruzick gave him that name.
Yeah, but nobody heard her give it to him, and he. Okay, Rock, I'll give you that.
Okay. Flimbo. Good morning, Greg Fleming. Y'all see, Greg's got a bunch of honey over there. If you're looking for some dark local honey, he's got it. I saw a picture of that either last night or early this morning on Facebook. But you know, it's funny how that goes with nicknames and things like that. But you know, especially when you give one to yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
I can remember Brian Murph gave me one third hole. I think I was a sophomore, but we can't mention it.
Yeah, it's a family friendly show.
That's correct.
You talk about third hole. I think third hole's changed a lot up there from
what it has. I think they tore our third hole down.
Yeah, I don't think it's even the same.
Even close.
I can tell you there was back in those days there were a lot of names given for a lot of different things, and we all went through. I know at different times, but I know we all went through during times where, you know, back in those days. You know, I mean, nowadays, you know, of course, and I'm not saying it shouldn't be this way, but back in those days, you know, the word bully, you know, people walked around with that like a proud moniker type thing.
Yeah, it was different than
this. Yeah, it was a lot different in those days. And
it was just a little hazing. It really wasn't bullying.
No, it wasn't bullying. It was hazing. That's right. I mean, yeah. I know in ninth grade, if the lights went out in the locker room in athletics, you better crawled in a locker.
Yeah.
I mean, quick.
Oh, I can name 10 people right now that I didn't want to be walking down the hall on the other side.
I can't. that's a fact. That's right, Jay. Fleming Farms honey is great. Selena said, tell Adam, you're doing a great job. You're a natural.
I don't know about all that.
Well, I can tell you what, that voice, I had to turn the bass down over here on this thing because I was scared he was going to blow the diaphragm of that microphone out. So
well, I was trying to talk a little higher this morning.
Well, I still had to roll it off some. So,
very distinctive voice.
Yeah, very, very.
Well, I've been blessed, and I hope that through some of the things we're doing that hopefully I'd love to make a career out of.
Sure. I'm going to tell you, you got the voice for it.
I mean, James Earl Jones has to retire at some point.
At some point. Will Townsend, good morning to you. Joey Smith, good morning, Joey.
Hey, Will.
There's Janie Chamberlain. Good morning to you, Miss Janie. Emily Parker Robinson, good morning to you, Emily.
You know, the thing that is really impressive, I think, with you and DJ is telling all the stories and remembering everything, you know, down to the, you know, little, you know, I don't know. I know I was there, but I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of like that whole, and Hazel's not in here yet, but it's kind of like the Hayes Wood party story. Like Hayes's memory, or let me take that back. Hayes don't want to admit some of the things that some of those details of that party. But I can assure you the fact that he was not at school for the next week. I promise you, everybody in my class will tell you that was the case. So, and that's not the only great story from around here for sure. But you know, there are many, and you know, we could sit here. I think we could sit here for the next 2 years and bring people in to tell stories. And you know, of course, what is it? The alien, the Earl Miller story. You know, the green was it the monkey? What was it? Wasn't a monkey. It was a. Oh Lord, what was it?
You got me thinking.
He had
now.
In that jar. Anyway, there's plenty of stories to tell, and you know, we could keep going, and
you could probably interview everyone that was at the North Pine Field party that got raided.
Yeah. Well,
and how they got out of there.
You know, back in those days, I don't know. I mean, things are just so different now. You know, and of course they have to be, and I understand that, but. You know, things were just a lot different back then, you know, the way things were, the way things worked. And, you know, you talk about just golf, and you mentioned how if you didn't get your check in and go ahead and get, registered, that, you know, you may look around and not have.
Right. Now you just do it on email or.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, and
text it in.
I mean, you think about that. Look at all kind of things that are. Attendance is kind of dwindling at. I mean, it's not just, you know, golf events. I mean, really the only thing that I can think of that really the attendance hasn't really dwelled very much is, you know, college football. Well, SEC college football,
right.
You know, SEC fans are rabid about it, going to be rabid about it. I mean, that's just the way they are. But you look across the nation at other things you know, church congregations are down. I mean, and these are just statistics they put out. And if you think about it, it's you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're just overloaded with information.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, that's kind of what we do here, but not so much so that. It's just more so just having a good time and you know, starting the morning off, you know, the right way. But
well, we just talked this morning about forgetting the phone, and me and you talked about how far would we get with that one?
Not very far. I mean, you can.
About my anxiety of sitting here without my
right. Yeah, I mean, that's a fact. So, you know, good morning, Josh Stanley, Jeremy Paget, Matt Knoll, Red. What's going on, Red?
What's happening?
But you know, it when you have access, when we all came up, there was what, five TV channels?
That's right.
Three, five, ten. I think 15 came on somewhere.
Maybe 44.
Along the way.
Ken, I'm a year or two older than you. I remember only having two and having to go outside and turn the antenna to find the third.
I remember having to go down to the other end of the house and turn the antenna and your right. dad screaming and yelling, stop, yeah. stop.
Yeah. You know, turned
right,
it too far.
Right there. Yeah. Go buy another one. I remember those days. And
well, you remember when they came color.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was probably in sixth grade, but. Or we got a, you know, a color TV.
When your mother couldn't find you then, she couldn't find you. She didn't text you and say, come home.
No, I'm going to tell you, I will say this. I am happy to have grown up during that time.
Absolutely. Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. You could come up with a good excuse for mom and dad when you got home later than you should have. But if you got one of these things, they can find you, okay? Yeah. You're not getting away from that.
No.
I mean, that's, you're just not. No.
You know, and my mother
there's
had
Trip Owens. Good morning, Trip.
Sandy had the loudest up, whistle of any one person I've ever heard. And she would just step out the door and whistle. And, like, I'd be somewhere and be like, did y'all hear that? So I think that was my mom. I got to go. And I knew it was time to go to the house.
You know, that's funny you mentioned that. We were talking the other day about, DJ and I were, about, you know, letting your kids. Would you let your kids now, I'm talking about young kids, kid ages we were, 7, 8, 9, you know, years old. Go out, get up on a Saturday morning, you know, go out, get on your bike. You go meet up with your buddies. You ride your bikes all over town, all over wherever. And you knew that when mom or walked out that front door and called, you know, that name or yelled at whatever, you knew you better be back, you know, getting back to that house or what have you. It's sad, but, you know, you can't do that anymore. I mean, it's just.
I grew up in Alco. We rode our bike from Alco to the country club for the day and then drove it back. Rode it back. I mean,
sure.
All the way across town.
Sure.
You know, no sidewalks, no, all through traffic.
I want to tell you something about Alco, too. You don't realize in a car, but on a bike, there are some hills in Alco. Oh, are there not, JT?
You didn't have enough gears on that bike to get up that hill on Alco Drive. I'm telling you, there wasn't. There wasn't a gear.
You had to walk that thing.
I don't know if I've ever ridden my bike up that hill.
Then when you went down Alco Drive, you had to get up some speed when you went by the Hapold House. They had this big dog. And you could, if you got fast enough, you could raise your feet and coast, and he would give out before your bike stopped. But it was a fine line there.
Man, back in those days, there weren't leash laws.
No, and I'm telling you what, that dog, I'm sure Charles Happo is listening. He'll send in what that dog's name was, but that dog came off that hill, and you knew he was coming.
Good morning, John Pierce. Listen, it's funny about that. You know, you knew the houses
that had the dogs
that when you rode by that had the dogs that you better start pedaling real fast.
I don't think there was a law against a dog biting you back then.
No, man. Listen, how many times did you get bit and then you go home and what happened to you? Right. Such a dog bit me. Well, you shouldn't have been riding by there.
Yeah,
it was your fault. You know,
I mean, your fault.
Yeah, I mean that's how it went. And you know, I know it was like this at my house. I'm sure it was like this at y'all's. Growing up in my house, you were guilty until proven innocent.
Absolutely.
Oh yes.
Okay. I can tell you it's not that way anymore, but it was in those days. And if you did something or if you didn't do something, you better plead your case well because.
If your mama heard you did something.
If she thought you was associated with something she heard.
You were in trouble. You were in big trouble. That's right. You know, it wasn't like nowadays where you say, well, I'm going to take a phone from them or I'm going to, you know.
Put you in timeout.
Yeah, I'm going to do this. No. They made you go out there and break off
your own switch, and you better get one big enough.
Yeah, come back in there with a little one and see what happens.
Try to get something in the middle, because you know that it would satisfy.
Right.
Yeah,
too thin, had too much whip action. That thing stung a little.
And if you got in trouble at school, you'd let them handle it because you didn't want it to get to the house. You just said, "Go ahead and do what you want to do."
You know, Coach Cotton, Sonny Steele. They would ask Mr. Baggett,
Vernon.
They would ask you, look here, you want some licks? You want me to call your mom and dad? Well, yeah. I'll tell you what I'll take.
Yeah, I'll take
them licks.
And just don't tell Sandy. I'll be
all right. Did Mr. Steele really have an electric paddle or not? You remember he used to tell, that was the legend he had about him. You know, he had a cord that always hung out of his. I'm convinced it was just some extension cord.
I've never seen one. I've heard stories that were terrifying.
I heard about that and used to scare me to death. And
I want to tell you a story. When I was in middle school, we had a shop class that kind of got out of hand. And
that's back when they had the shop open at the middle school.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. And it was, they had a shop teacher there, Mr. Harris, I believe. But anyway, he left and they had a new one come in the next year. I'm not sure of all the details of what happened, but the whole shop class got in trouble. And there was a science teacher named Miss Burns.
I remember Miss Burns.
She paddled every guy in the shop class one at a time.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you, I think she swung harder as it went down the
as
line.
She got.
And she didn't leave. There was another teacher standing there ready to go if she got tired, but she didn't get tired. She was mad and she thought that we were, you know, unruly, and she handled it herself.
That was how it was.
That's how it was.
That's just how it was. I will tell you something else too. If you think about it, a lot of when we all came through and stuff, a lot of us were kind of scared of certain, you know, people. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you knew. Action said he didn't get a switch; he got a limb. Well, I know TW, and I know that's probably the truth. Action, I can tell you that for sure. So, there's Hazel. Good morning, Hayes. There's Stephanie Manasco in this morning, and
morning.
Freddie Whitfield. Good morning, Fred. Aaron Rollison. Good morning, Aaron. And but you know, there were people we knew. I mean, hey, you did not want. I'm gonna tell you right now, Vernon Baggett would put that board on you in a heartbeat.
He came after my time when I was there. Pete Davis was the principal of the middle school.
I'm gonna tell you something about Pete Davis.
He's a fine man.
Pete Davis is a fine man, but I want to tell you something. And I'm saying this out of pure love and admiration because I love Pete Davis. And he is a great.
He scared
man.
Me.
But I'm gonna tell you his talkings or his when you had to sit down and him talk to you. That was as bad as anything there was.
Same thing.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, it was, you got up from there and you were like, you know, your self-esteem was a bit, bent a little bit.
Whatever it is, how you look at somebody and you know you're wrong by the way somebody looked at you, he could do that.
He had it.
And, you know, he ran a tight ship and a good ship.
He had. I'll tell you what, great man. And I still to this day have the utmost respect for him. I have the privilege of living across the road from Pete and Annette, and both great people. But I promise you, to this day, I can see Mr. Pete walking across the road or something and stop and talk. And I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm waiting for the conversation to turn into Ken. You shouldn't have, you know, and right. I mean, I don't want it to turn there, but.
I know exactly what you're talking about. He really was, had that look. He had that demeanor to where I've sat across, had the privilege of sitting across the desk from him the door shut. And
sure.
I know how the conversation went.
Hey, you know, I don't have to tell you. Right. Hazel said, Mr. Enzer. Y'all remember Mr. Enzer at Delaware School? He said Mr. Enzer broke.
Jennifer, his daughter was in my class.
Really? Yep. Hazel said that Mr. Enzer broke his paddle on his blank once. So yeah. on his buttocks.
On his backside.
On his backside once. Good morning, Deanna. Deanna says, good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Danny Smith says, Miss Stephanie Egerton and Miss Jane Henderson swung a mean paddle as well. Didn't want either one of them to get a hold of you.
Spike Maxwell had a pretty good swing.
I've always heard that. Now, I can tell you, growing up, I was great friends with Corey. Still am great friends with Corey and, of course, Kevin. And, I can tell you that Spike was another one of those that could put a talking on you that you really, like when you left there, you were like, I just got chewed out, and I know I got chewed out. I mean, you know.
Now, but he did it in the most pleasant way.
Yeah, when you was a kid, did you always say to yourself when you left, man, he used those words that I didn't really know what they really meant. That's what scared me about it.
Yeah. and it was the manner in which they used them that was like, because, you know, a lot of times people, you know, you get in trouble and, you know, like you know, your parents you say something to you or whatever, and you're like, you know, and I know mine may even be watching, but, you know, you still may blow it off. You know what I'm saying? And when I say blow it off, you get in trouble, you take your, you know, switching, whatever it is, you're whipping, whatever, you move on. But, like, you know, those guys, they sit down and put that talking. That's like Chief Holt. I don't know how many times either one of y'all had to go sit in front of Chief Holt, but let me tell you something. That was not a fun time to go sit in front of him whatsoever.
Well, if you ever went to see and sit in front of him, something wrong happened anyway.
Well right. But and sometimes, even if it wasn't something wrong, if he just thought you might have been kind of associated with kind of what you were talking about a while ago, he would call you in. Chief had a way of reminding you of that he knew all of your relatives.
Right.
And he had a way of doing that nobody else I've ever known did. I mean, you know, and maybe it was the fact that he was just scared to death of Chief because I was, you know, 14 years old. You know what I'm saying? But
we're bringing up some memories. A lot of people on here have some memories of paddles. I don't know. Were we all that bad?
Jess says, I'm sure be shocked to know that Anthony Davidson didn't quite strike that kind of fear when he paddled her in eighth grade. Well, I tell you what, he must have took it light on you. That's all I can say. Because I get.
When you're talking about principals, when you who was there? When
good morning,
you were
Phillip.
There,
Randy Joyner.
Principals were Jimmy Mulder, Thomas Harrison, and Mike Hathorn.
Yeah, I had Hathorn.
Mr. Hathorn, he was. I've heard stories. I mean, could he put one on you?
Well, I have to tell you, he never hit me. But there is a story there where he called me in, and the same thing you said, he said, do you want to do this, or do you want me to give you licks? And I just kept saying, let's get it over with. And I think he'd been planning this when he became assistant principal up there, and
sure,
Thomas Harrison was gone that day, and he really wanted to try this on somebody, and he taught me in the seventh grade, so right. I had some history there.
Already knew each other.
Yeah, and he coached basketball in a little, you know, in seventh, eighth grade. But he got me in that room, put me up against the wall, and while I wasn't looking, he slid a chair in between me and where the paddle was going to hit. And he took that paddle up above my head where I could see it, and I said, this is going to hurt. And he hit that chair instead of me. And that was as bad as getting hit.
I thought
he laughed, and of course I went outside and told Miss Betty Perry he didn't hit me, he hit a chair, and she said, sure he did.
Listen, we get a lot of paddlers. Mr. Enger lives in Mississippi now. Mr. Wade Winstead said Mr. Ellis could bring the pain over at Neil High School.
Oh yeah,
I've heard that too.
Jeff Wilson said Alan Baker could bring.
I never got one from Coach Baker, but I know people that did, and they would tell you that they didn't enjoy it at all. Donna Mansell said Coach Salter at Neil High School would put one on you.
Coach Hart got me as good as I ever got, and it was. You know, when you had PE, do you remember them PE shorts you used to have?
Oh, sure.
And you wanted to get dressed before you, you know, so let me get
my, oh, yeah. Let me get that dressed. Wasn't no T-shirt yeah. material. That's yeah. all it was.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of protection back there with PE pants, some red PE pants. I don't know. I don't.
I'm telling you, if it was not T-shirt material, it was nothing. It was just a shade over. That's all it could
be. We had to wear a uniform to PE.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, Flimbo said Mason Fleming tore up the old golf course with a truck. The cops took him to Chief Holt's office and said, why'd you do it, Mason? He said, I'm Greg Fleming. He told him he was Greg Fleming. Mason Fleming did. Lord have mercy. Good morning, Amanda Martin, Meredith McMillan. Buck, good morning to you. I'll tell you. You know, Coach Baker, I've heard stories. I'm going to tell you one that got me one time that a lot of people, I don't, I ain't seen anybody mention, but he put it on you, and that was Coach Ash.
I was just about to say
Man. And let me tell you what Coach Ash would give you the opportunity to do. You could take and ball up a piece of paper, and you could throw to that trash can. And if you wrung it, you didn't get a paddling. If you missed it, instead of getting one lick, it went to three. And I just would, and if you decided you wasn't going to toss it at all, well, you was getting three. So I don't remember ever really but one time making it. And
got to be a little nervous trying to make ring that thing with
It was nerve wracking, but I'm gonna tell you something. His paddle, you know, you see a lot of paddles that were like real wide. Not his. I think his was more along the line of like a 2x2 or something like that. Because when that he had that little upstroke, man, and when he come up on you, I mean, it he got you. I mean, it got Happy said. Happy said we'd have been talking about his dog, JT.
Yeah, y'all sound fun. He and I went to graduating high school together.
Yeah. Oh, Happy said. We would be talking about his dog. P.
What was that dog's name, Charles?
Yeah. What was the dog's name, Happy? DJ said P.E. Pass. Good memories. Good memories.
Good memories.
Do they even have P anymore?
What's that now?
Do they have P anymore?
I think they do, but I don't think they have to wear uniforms. I think they just have.
It might offend somebody.
I don't know. I've
never ridden by the high school and seen everybody dressed in white t-shirts and red pants.
I haven't either.
Or running.
His name was Powell.
Powell. Yeah, Powell never got me, Charles. He got the guy behind me one time.
Jeff Wilson said that Coach Baker would get Miss McCorvey to come out and watch him paddle you.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember Coach Ash ever, and Vernon Baggett didn't ask nobody to come watch.
Now, you all understand we're talking about paddling.
Sure.
In schools.
Sure.
They don't do that anymore.
At all.
But these teachers, coaches, whoever, had their own custom paddle.
Oh.
Some of them had holes drilled in them.
Sure. Had their names, like, burning them from, Watson's, from Pig Eye Gilbert down there. They'd take them down and get it burned. Coach Cotton's had.
Just like Days Coach Cotton. You know, right. Days Confused. Sure. Absolutely. Great. They made their own paddles. I mean, they were custom made.
Too wide. Happy slowed it down. Had too much drag. You know, that's why
they put the holes in there.
Happy said you were one lucky kid, JT.
Yeah, I was. He knows I was. He'd sit on the porch and laugh.
Well, you know, you're right. I think it was too much drag, so they put holes in those things.
In that way it wouldn't slow it down so much.
I'll tell you this, and certainly not saying that we didn't all probably deserve when we got them, but there was probably far more times we deserved one than we didn't get it. Yeah. I mean, that's a fact. And, you know, hey, we're all here, and we're still all making it. And I feel pretty good about, you know, you two guys and everything. And I'm going to be honest with you. I would not trade where I went to school for anything, to go anywhere, to any other school ever. I would have never wanted to go anywhere but where we all went, which was T.R. Miller.
I don't know how you can duplicate those memories.
I don't either.
You know, we don't have the time or to talk about every single one of them, but, I mean, just like paddling, I would have never even thought about that if we wouldn't start talking about it today. I don't know how we got on that subject.
I mean, some of those YouTube videos of these kids going crazy, yelling at their teachers and all that, that wouldn't happen back in those days.
No. And Hayes said, bring back the pain. And Donna Messel said there wasn't any school shootings during those days of the paddle. You know, Jessica said this from the fellow that had his own personal chair outside of Coach Cotton's office. And I did. I mean, that's no joke. If Coach would tell that story a lot, I'd walk up there, Miss Morris or Miss Perry would just go on over and sit down. Ken, you know, we know what you're doing.
Well, you know, and you've seen this on Facebook lately or on TV, that kids had guns in the gun racks. I mean, that was a real thing. That was a real thing.
Sure it was.
And you didn't have to worry about somebody breaking.
Listen, I tell you right now, let me tell you this. If there was, we were a 4A school back then. I'm going to guess what was it, 350, 400 kids? I mean, I had 129, I think, or 120, 125 in our graduating class. So, I mean, we had a big class.
Right.
Yeah. But I guarantee you, and I mean, I'm not saying, you know, for sure, I guarantee you that 30 to 40% of that population had a knife in their pocket at any given day, any given day, any given time. Nobody ever used it. No. I mean, it wasn't like that. But, you know, nobody was crazy enough to want to come up there and try anything like that because they knew what was going to happen. You know?
And it was more of a tool than a weapon back then.
Well, sure it was.
You used it for things you needed it for, not to attack somebody.
I mean, there's people, I could name off people that went hunting in the morning before they came to school.
Mm-hmm. I can name off people that at 3 o'clock we ran, jumped in a truck and fast as we could get to the hunt.
Sometimes when you're on third hall, you could look out the window and you'd see somebody riding by that's supposed to be in school. Yeah, it's supposed to be in school.
You better bet when I think we go duck hunting in the morning. Because it was so fast and furious, you go duck hunting.
Yeah,
get through shooting ducks. You were at school by 8:05.
Well,
may have to sign in if you had a good day.
Jess says there's plenty that still paddle with parent permission. I didn't know that. I didn't know a parent could give you permission to still do that. So that I'm glad to hear that. You know, I think that I'm not sure it was a bad. I know. Let me say this. It wasn't a bad thing. Look at all of us.
I don't think there's anything wrong with having respect for authority and your elders and the way these kids act, nowadays. And it's
there's nothing.
I'm just
wrong
glad that we didn't have social media. I mean, it's a great tool that we're utilizing now, but to have every moment of your life under scrutiny by your peers is a bad thing. And
this thing can be used for a lot of good, and that's what we try to do.
Absolutely.
And that's how we work with it. We try to bring a lot of good with it. But with anything that can bring a lot of good, it can always turn and be used for something not so good, So that's the bad thing about that. But at any rate, I tell you what, we kind of getting here around the 9 o'clock, actually a little over, but that's hey man, with two great guests in, we can't help but but sit here and
time flies when you're having fun.
I think with a DJ not here, we need to at least have one DJ story to
let's tell one.
I've got several.
Blade, you got a good one you want to
throw out there? I'm not going to tell anything bad on DJ, but I do want he always talks about other people finishing second.
Sure,
I will tell you that. He called me and my buddy Rick Perry out several years ago and said that him and Nelson got tired of hearing about, they wanted to play us in a little two-on-two golf.
Okay.
And it didn't turn out well for DJ. And I just hope you write that down and say, DJ, give me a play-by-play of how that ended.
We inquiring minds want to know.
Want to know that did it, was it close? Was it, Did you ever call them again after that to say, let's try it one more time?
I'm sure the phone has been kind of
haven't heard that phone call.
Right.
He took Steve Nelson as a partner, Rock. Throwing Rock under the bus a little bit.
Him and Rock
tried me and Ricky Perry.
And he said, true story.
Huh? True story. He asked us for years, and we just couldn't ever make it work out. And then one day we just went and said,
bring it on.
We showed up at the country club there, Country Club of Bruton, and it wasn't even close.
I'm going to tell you. He said they won't get that call again.
Right.
I'm going to tell you one of my, and y'all have probably heard this because we've talked about it. I'm going to tell you one of my favorite DJ stories. And if I hadn't been there to see it, I don't know if it would have been that funny. But the night of the Neil Miller game, this past year, they were gracious enough to bring us up a box of hamburgers and hot dogs and all the fixings and things to the press box. And, of course, T-Bone's there, Tony. And of course, Tony's ate two hot dogs and hamburgers before anybody else has even got hold of anything. And DJ, he's working on – some of that, but anyway, game's over. And, of course we're trying to get everything, tore down and took down and over at Neil Stadium, there's no stairs down onto the track. I mean, you got to go to the end of the bleachers to get down there. So, we get down there, everything's loaded, everything's done. DJ he's the last man out of the press box. He locks that thing up. He comes all the way down those stairs, and he turns, and he starts walking down the way there. And that sucker, he turns around, looks at me. He says, "Dadgum, you ain't going to believe what I did." And I said, "Man, what?" I thought, you know, he said, "Man, I left that whole box of hamburgers and hot dogs up there in that press box." He said, "And I done made 26 trips up that dirt, up them stairs."
I bet he went back up there.
Hey, he made number 27, man. I can tell you that. Uh-huh. And I'm going to tell you, the last one, I thought the last time he went up there that he was going to take the turn that table over and just slide down the stairs, because we were wore out. I mean, I'm not joking. We were wore out after that. I mean, we'd been over for two nights, and it'd been some long days. So that's one of my favorite DJ stories, just simply because he was so serious. I said, "DJ, those hamburgers and hot dogs, you can go buy some." He said, "Man, that's lunch and supper for the next 3 days at my house." And I said, "Well, okay." So anyway, hey, JT, great to have you in this morning, man.
This is fun. If you ever want a DJ story, I've got several, and all of them are not where he's on the losing end. There's a time or two that he's gotten me.
Well, we're gonna, I'm sure we'll do something like this again. Manasco, as always, great to see you. Great having you in this morning.
I'll be back with food next time.
Yeah, next Thursday we're gonna be looking for Cheesecake Thursday or some. I don't care. Hey, listen, that brisket sandwich, I don't care. It's just something along those lines.
Hey, bring something in totally creative and new.
Yeah, I don't. That's fine. Whatever. But you know, I can tell you one thing. It's been a blast. Always fun to have and come in and reminisce about old times and talk about things and you know, simpler times.
Well, I want to say hi to my mom, Jane Turner.
Sure.
Hello, mother.
Hello, mom.
The first time she's pulled this up today, so you got a new listener.
Well, there you go. And no doubt, we want to say, Selena, we hope you get well soon.
That's right. I'll be over there to relieve you. So
that's right. And we hope she does. And Jessica, she's been at home with a bad ear infection, so hope you get well as soon. And I think that's going to do it for us here. DJ always kind of wraps it up, so either one of you want to take that opportunity to wrap it up?
I don't know how to wrap it up. I've just enjoyed this. Well, I've enjoyed it, and I've enjoyed listening to y'all and continue it up going. And
I'll tell you, we're gonna try to keep this thing going. Of course, we want to thank Chip Peach and Peach, of course, you know, Peach Chevrolet, Peach Ford, you know, for allowing us to do this. And of course, we have a great time doing it every morning. We'll be back again bright and early at 8 a.m. ish.
And Ken, I coached Chip in baseball as well.
Did you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, then
we'll have that story.
We need to have that. Yeah. I wish we'd have talked about that earlier. We would have had that story. So, for Joey Turner, Adam Manasco.
Thank you.
I'm Ken James, and we'll see you next time right here on Drive Time.
Tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.